So as usual, we all know that, you know, there's two important things to do in the beginning, at the end. So, you know, first, at the beginning, we need to have a good intention. So there are many different kind of, you know, setting our mind or setting our attitude. So at this time, you know, we set our mind, you know, with a great altruistic thoughts. So what does the, you know, to set the, you know, attitude or the motivation is, if somebody asks, you know, why you come here, you know, then, you know, immediately you have a sense of this, you know, motivation that I came here to listen to the teaching for the sake of all sentient beings. So, you know, immediately, spontaneously, you know, that kind of, you know, answer should, you know, arises. So try our best to set that kind of motivation with effort. You know, we will, you know, check our mind and then, you know, shape our motivation for a couple of minutes. Okay, so what we're going to do today is that, you know, we will listen and teach on the, you know, on the teaching that is called the stages to the path of to the enlightenment. And this teaching, you know, lineage come from Buddha Shakyamuni himself. And if one truly practice this teaching, then, you know, this teaching is really systematically, you know, stage by stage, you know, perfectly guided, and it doesn't contradict earlier and the later and the earlier, and you don't need no more or no less, you know, if you practice this teaching, then definitely one can attain the realization what mentioned in this lamre. So up to now, we have done the first salutation to the Buddhas and the lineage gurus, and then the author, you know, promise or make pledge to write this text for the benefit of all the beings. So the traditionally, you know, when we listen to the Lamrim teaching, that, you know, we need to overcome these three, you know, hindrances or unfavorable condition to the listener. And also, you know, we, the listener, need to maintain six favorable condition to listen the Lamrim. But, you know, Rinpoche not going to talk about this right now, because it will cover later on. So, if we cannot able to do much, you know, but at least we could, you know, inspire to those, you know, great, realize, you know, master. There are hundreds and thousands of, you know, countless master who practice this Lamrim and attain, you know, different, you know, realizations. You know, so we also, you know, make a wish to follow those highly realizer and admire them and try our best to follow their path, you know. So, you know, that much, you know, at least that much will benefit for us.
The Chego Jinsengar says on a G, Marutti, Nasogi, Churon, Nabasanja, but Zogoya Sonigina. Yanji, Nasogi, Kesun Ruby, Tandala, Charon, the Tanichego, Jinsawan in the Mari, Tatusona, Rani Tin, the Devadio, Rani Devadio, because I invite Devadrujit and on the Tango or De Manoari teach and she will raise a lot.
So this teaching, you know, is not to make some kind of, you know, impression on the listeners, and as well as, you know, and as well as, you know, not to recruit some kind of followers, or not like that. The main purpose of this teaching is we all seek happiness. So, you know, the best method or the best path to seek happiness is, you know, telling here. So, you know, that kind of method or practice, you know, that mentioned in, you know, really kind of sum up in some other texts, in Lamrim text, so Rinpoche is going to explain it.
The Lama Kaye de Sundin, Mosuki Pen, Terrison, Zambian Trabi, Chala Sachem, Shujosona, and Chala de Tomaka de Jongare, Chala de Zongesere, and Chala de Chicho Carrieres, and Ting on Zitin, Hegores, Chala de Sachem in the Tomba. Then I give you the two Gachemo in the Shebala, and Colonel Kanya, but the Shego Della in Dambatemi Hondo Sigulada.
So, such as in the world, if there is a really, you know, precious, you know, things or some kind of precious object, then, you know, everybody wanna examine or investigate about that object, where that come from, who make this, and, you know, what time this come from, and what kind of benefit, you know, this bring to the world or something like that. So like that, you know, this to really, you know, have a deep admiration and faith toward this teaching, like that kind of precious object, we need to know, you know, why this teaching is, you know, come into being, and when come into being, and who, you know, found it, and so on, so that if we learn all those things, then we might have a, we might arise a, you know, deeper understanding, and because of that, you know, we might gain a unwavering faith and
inspiration.
So what greatness this you know, Lamrim practice possess is that, you know, the great masters, you know, really make a lot of effort to sum up the essence of the, you know, 84,000 Buddha's teaching into a really, you know, concise, this small text, you know, is easy to follow, and, you know, and also in detail and easy to understand. So that is one kind of greatness of this teaching. So, you know, usually it says 84,000 heaps of teachings of the Buddha. You know, heap means kind of really pile up in a big one. So it's called, in Tibetan, it is called Phungpo. So, you know, how you define the Phungpo is that, you know, in ancient India, the, you know, like the universal monarch, you know, they have some kind of, you know, unusual, you know, possessions. Like, you know, it's called, one of, it's called Langboche Sala Rapten. Langboche Sala Rapten, you know, is really strong and powerful, and, you know, it can carry or pull the loads of, you know, five strongest ordinary elephants, you know, load. So, you know, so that kind of one load of, you know, that precious elephants, one load is called one heap or one heap. So, you know, so Buddha teach, you know, that kind of 84,000 heaps of teaching for the benefit of beings. So, you know, in this way, if we think like that, it is really unimaginable for us. So this, you know, Lamrim practice, as mentioned here, it contained the key points of all the conquers, you know, 84,000 scriptures or the teachings. And, you know, how this, you know, lineages come up to, you know, our master is through the, you know, as we, as it mentioned in the, you know, in the salutation, you know, time, you know, these lineages come from those great masters up to our teacher.
So the main, you know,
who prophesies or reveal this kind of practice in the form of human is Nagarjuna and Asanga, as you know, Rinpoche told before about those two great Indian masters.
Tendugi lansu zomba denya na ba tanje chimbe sadre ge jibu chugi ni lansu sen re chulu ji re ma do ya ji ngo so gi so so gi ge den ruwa sen de chen de che ba ruwa sen de na ta ba zang ruwa sen ro ji wa shen ma den ro zang ruwa den de ma re de ni te ba chimbe chulu ni ge wa da de me ga sa ji ni san je gi sa lan ruwa gi ni chulu gi chu de ji ba ji re
sen. So this kind of, you know, great instruction of the stages of the path to enlightenment is, you know, is not for the benefit of, you know, for the authors and as well as for those teachers, and not like that. It is one fortunate being, you know, if one practice that, then, you know, one can attain the Buddhahood. So, you know, we shouldn't think that this kind of, you know, this teaching is not to benefit, you know, like, you know, the author and, you know, like the teachers and like that, and also not to benefit for attainment of the nirvana, you know, the nirvana which obtained by Sharvakas and the Pratikya Buddhas, and as well as not to, you know, obtain a higher rebirth in next lifetime. Those will come by product if you really, you know, practice this path for the enlightenment.
주부 초세대 뒤절 거 인사다. 라니 라니 야와도 신 초든 생애기 간사지.
And also the quality of the practitioner also it says the you know most advanced practitioner or the most intelligent practitioner that who seek you know full enlightenment or the Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings.
Then chibu chogi chulu re se de yang ji jo shima penju ji den da du ye ra wo da ni pen ta pa du ye ye ni den ri gi nyang leng ji rim ba ma ten ba ma re den ri gi rim ba de yang ni san ji ji go pa ta ye ni yang la lan rong ye chibu song ji lang ji rim ba chibu song de te mo ye san da chibu song ji lang ji rim ba de gan ji dan ji se yo na ge zhang ma chang me ba ni go re ma che ba ma chu ba ni ma nong wa den ri gi ten bi ni ma chang me ba ten ye ni du bi me nga chi re do sa la
So, if you know, it says that you know, the practitioner only seek the full enlightenment or the Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings, that that doesn't mean that you know, it doesn't you know reveal or show the path to obtain the higher state in the in next life, or to attain the, you know, nirvana, you know. It doesn't mean that. What does that mean is it is common path, you know. Those two, you know, stages are the common path who seek the Buddhahood or the four enlightenment. So, you know, without those, you know, path, you know, because of that, you know, as mentioned, the title of the Lamrim practice is the stages of the path of enlightenment. So that means in that stages there are the two lower stages of the path, and it also indirectly say that it is common path to all these three enlightened three practitioners, and eventually you know all the practitioners need to or strive to attain the Buddhahood.
で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で si chanso malo na de sare du se la da ke wa do de bi de ja de so ini san je sa la ro ye lang ga te ini mano a te bi ni jong de ne gan shi ba se che re es
so this teaching you know is the path that the fortunate practitioner can lead to Buddhahood, you know. So this path is not mistaken, and also, you know, it is not contradict, and if one practice, you don't need more or less practice than this, you know, Lamrim practice.
Tendu ki nangri tala yini pina higi chue tala pina nanghama pina jagala yang chue tala chichu tsanga yin rawa di yini mandawa jiki ni sunwa yu duwa salada.
So, and, you know, in ancient India, this when and one reveal or one compose attacks that need to have a two different kind of characteristic that is the ancient Indian tradition.
Tīnyē yīnō nē yīnī shāngchū lāng jirīṃ bā sēngi tēlā yīnī kārī tsāngwa rā sē nā Ālē tōmbā tē tsāngwa yīnī tēlā wī tā Dīrī yīndu wā pēn tēlā pēn nālē tā yī kēpā nā nē yā sā Yīnī lō pēn jī ngā tā bā sē shā, lō mī jū tā bā sē shā Yīnī shī jī chū tā bā sē nē, tā bā sōng jī gu nē yīnī chū chī bā sē lā sā Chū tī cē tē yīmē kī mā pēn nālē tā yī tī sē kāu jī lā, tēnē jī lā yīnī tā gu yīndu wā sā lā tā
So as you know, mentioned in this book, the scholar of the glorious Nalanda are said to have explained the teaching by way of three purities: the purity of speech of the master, the purity of the mind of the disciple, and the purity of the teaching that will explain.
kama lashi la kawasu mido, kanchi kama lashi la pion poro, ti kawasu la karisana ane tenpa, mara teyi tenpa tabi ne kawasu la ane kepa nanchi chu, zombi chu tila chewa nabu karisang kawasu sa sona ane chu ji chewa ji, jeta shi ji nyubi tsin do didi shi bi shir rasa towa ri kama lashi la ye tenpa tabi yasi, teyi kepa nani zombi chewa ji, chu ji chewa ji
So then the later on tradition at the time of the Vikramalashila, at that time it is said that it was important for their scholars to begin with three topics: the greatness of the author of the teaching, the greatness of the teaching, and how one should explain and listen to that teaching. That is the latter, a tradition's characteristic of the teaching or the, scripture.
Nga tanji sende tere ndo chala te, tapasun se vora chala te pena zongye senpa tiso kanu yunga se ete. Pena tomo chugi chewa te karo yore, sambabi chewa karo yore. Nga chudu nyue bikos kanu che, hiye bikos kanu che goro se ete, ngondro khun tango dwa dambat nimi, ngondro.
So that this kind of thing is the, preliminary, revealing the instruction of the path to the disciple. So like Rinpoche mentioned earlier, if there is a precious things, what kind of precious characteristic to that thing is like mentioned here, these three topics, who made that, what kind of great artists made artists or skillful people make that, and what is the greatness of that object, and so on.
Then you know, in the knowledge of the Shimana Yijijachana, somewhere yes, and somewhere.
So among these two traditions, the Lamrim teaching will teach according with the latter tradition at the Vikramalakshila's time.
The first thing is that the Lamrim teaching will teach according with the latter tradition at the Vikramalakshila's time. The first thing is that the Lamrim teaching will teach according with the latter tradition at the
Vikramalakshila's time. So now it comes in the root chapter of the text, so everybody follow the if we could able to follow the chapter of the text, then there's a benefit to understand systematically. So the tradition is, if it is a Lamrim practice, then it need to sum up in four chapters as mentioned here.
jibod garza na chukun tsumba tenbe shirin zepa bi chewa ali chue de tsama yime de ni kun tsumba dumu de taya de la ini zepa bi chewa de ngepa de shego gres.
So the first chapter is showing the greatness of the teachings author in order to establish that it is of noble origin, because practice is unmistaken or not, it really depends on the that author. So first we need to investigate the author or the teacher of that teaching. So the second chapter would be showing the greatness of the teachings in order to engender respects for the instruction. So if you know the greatness of the practice or the teaching, then you will generate or develop a devotion and as well as trust. Something like that in that teaching or the practice.
Da chwa nyu da de bi chwa la ni ka de chen nyu go go re ka de chen hie go go re se yi ni de ru ge chui chi sa ji ji.
So the third chapter is if that kind of teaching possess the earlier two greatness, then how to listen to and how to explain the teaching. That is the third chapter.
So these three,
chapter are the preliminary chapter of the teaching or the practice, and the main, a chapter is how to lead students with the actual instruction that cover mainly the main teaching or the main course. So this, if we able to memorize or remember this three or four chapters, then it is really it will be great benefit when we meditate or when we contemplate or when we teach. So this is very important to remember.
Sajit tending yamba chegin da la da. Chu de kun yabo yin bi tenda la ni zeba bo de yin ten shege ji ji. Ni chu kono yabo yin bi tenda la chu kono ye ni chu chu hege ba de ni ji. Ni den ru gi chu de la xi bi ko kan gu ru nyen bi ko kan gu ru se de de song ji. Ni den ru gi chu ngo ji kono la ma ni nyang len ji rin ba de se se de sajit song bo de go de bo de xie na.
So this for teaching, we really going to make some effort to remember, try not to forget. First is the showing the greatness of the teaching, showing the greatness of the teachings or author in order to establish that it is of noble origin. So that's very important one. And the second as the greatness of the teacher, if you understand, you know, deep understanding on these two things, then you know one wanna really talk about and one wanna listen about. So you know, when we listen and when we teach, you know, at that time, what kind of, you know, quality or what kind of thing we need to have. So that is the third, and the fourth is the main, you know, actual instruction.
Then sachi ji gun sachi se de ko sa go jiro jung chi po de de dan da ji gun de ni she sha ra la da di khon ma
so chapter means, you know, this whole lamrim scripture text is can divide into this four chapter. There's no more than this four chapter and there's no less than this four chapter.
Di sachi ji bo de ngo su gi de ni ro ma lo de sa ra ra de chi cha thu de dal paru de ja ge.
So while we are taking break, you know, we try to make some imprint of this fourth chapter in our mind.
Tanga sa ji sa ji je de ne yo ba da lo shi ba kang ga cha song la da. Den ji tan ne ni so so lo ko an ro ji do do ra ba ji cha song ya sa ga ji da.
So now hope, you know, we can you know, explain these four chapters. And you know, we have a, you know, we have a, you know, some kind of understanding of this four chapters. Do you guys agree?
Yeah, that's how they need to start. You know, coach. Saji chanso ko alin bolo lo re chimo yonzu zo gor wa sa la da ina ko rapa de de segre da se chi.
So this fourth chapter explain, you know, you know, those greatness and to understand the, you know, full you know, practice, we need to cover all the you know, lamrims. So, you know, we can't do that, but, you know, at least we have some kind of understanding of these four chapters.
Sajie tombo, chukun tsimba tenbi shi, zeba bi chewa singde, sajie tombo te imba ase da, ni tombo ne sondwa.
So the first chapter showing the greatness of the teachings or author in order to establish that it is of noble origin. So that's the first chapter.
Tiji tanda she di jida ini di damba den zepa po de ini jita shamba go bo yinsa na rigo re esala da.
So so how, you know,
zepa po se je samare alle kono nari tsonge saje tong de 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 wa zeba bo gi chewa de ni jeba shinge so na ni da je tem ba sha je tu ba ne zo de ni so so tang da shi sa ge pe na ga ru ma so na jong ro che ro jong ro che ba ye ni la ma kang ga ye ni zeba na da cha so ma di se ye na ni de so gu ga sa hie gu sa ne so jin du sa la da.
So to show the greatness of the teachings, you know, author, you know, traditionally, if, you know, we have a time, then, you know, we need to display or the showing the greatness of the teachings author from Buddha himself and all the lineage gurus. And for Rinpoche, you know, he received this teaching from His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and also display or show the greatness of the teachings author, His Holiness the Dalai Lama's, you know, greatness, and, you know, and maybe we need to know the greatness of himself too.
The Dujin Lama Jibin Nathasena, Nasa Lama Jibin Nathasena, Deji Yorda, Pijan Lari Chambu, 대체 체류 집어서 주여래 대시에 거나 배경에 로스무 되는 나를 대 나다시에 되는 사고 말했어 나.
So you know, if we try to do that, then you know, those great lineage masters, you know, autobiographic, you know, text is as big as this Lamrim text. So you know, if we go through in those details, then you know, even if he stay here for 3 years, he cannot cover all.
Ah, that's it. Dambi kung bandi ni yung dote kasinge chosun la rara chi hii inbaa sala da jache shu dhuzi samad daji ni yasun de kadambi lama ni yasun de ta ini jirumbo chene maa jisui ge ini tanda khansi ta ilami padu jisui rapa chi kasinge la inbaa jindu ki lama jiru ki nata teda ki nata te re sala da do dhuna.
So the source, you know, of the teaching come from, you know, from the, you know, from the devas to the humans, from Buddha Shakyamuni to the devas and to the humans, and to those lineage gurus, as you know, mentioned before, and up to his, you know, root guru, and to him, and up to us. So those are the, you know, lineage teachers, you know, brief, showing the greatness of the teachings author.
Oh, that's it. 당하기 콘도 노저버데 커서 예 가서 예 저기 그저 가시 하고 레메에 되는 늘으라. 변도 다제 때마셔제 도바 예 변은 취주 부부 제 취주 동의 전부 변 시신제 노대로 뭐 치송. 시신제 노대로 뭐 제대 어스 산제라 아니 지든 잠배요 있어. 지든 잠배요 이마 고볼루루는 고볼루루게 대이제발라 아니 오마르비 추르선 리히죠. 아니 데네마요도 바오데네 데텔마냐 데텔마세네 바오데네마요 찌찌게 제바 찌찌게 제바잔 데 다다발 투샤죠 텔라 세그르스라다.
So the source of teaching means, you know, when we trace back this teaching up to the historical Buddha Shakyamuni. And then, you know, we need to know that from the teaching founder is the, you know, founder is the Buddha Shakyamuni, and so all the teaching source must trace back to Buddha himself. And then, you know, as Rinpoche told earlier that, you know, from the profound views, lineage, come from Buddha Shakyamuni to Manjushri to, you know, to Nagarjuna, and Nagarjuna composed the, you know, composed the Buddha, no, Buddha teach the, you know, perfection of wisdom to, you know, Manjushri, and then Manjushri to Nagarjuna. Nagarjuna then composed the commentary on the perfection of wisdom. There are six different, you know, I think Rinpoche said, I am not sure, six different six different explanation on, you know, middle way
Knowledge.
So, you know, from Nagarjuna until now, the aspect of the, you know, Lamrim's profound instruction come from, you know, Buddha Shakyamuni to until now, you know, there's no more added, there is no some get rid of, you know, whatever it is, you know, it purely, authentically passed down, like, you know, I guess, like, you know, one vase full of water that passed to another vase, next vase, and then it passed to next vase, like, you know, there's no more edit, no more lesson, you know, whatever in there, it is passed one to another, you know, vase or the vessel, like, you know, one lineage guru to the next lineage guru until our, you know, teacher.
Da yon ma pon ro da da ga de ben de jiz sham ba gom be ze be ni ten jong ba do be jin ji da yin la s ma so jiz sham ba gom bo yin ma na sha ni ji da ga ji re la na ri go re se we sa re
so this sham ba gom bo
jiz sham ba gom ten jong ba do jin ze ro sha ju de na
so this teaching, you know, given to us by, we can say that by Buddha Maitreya, because, you know, Buddha Maitreya composed the, you know, five Maitreya teachings. And it is based on the Abhidharma.
Shiba de Jung de Nishanchu Nanji Dharma in BS. Tenze Bobo and Denjinze Bobo is. Tenze Ode, and they get Kundu San and Zai Jung de Nishanchu Nanji Dharma. In Zan de Lanri Chamon Zebabo Tayo, and Kaza Jizin, George Padi Adishares and Rigres and Jerome Chidel Sumbar Salada.
So, and also this teaching, you know, is based on the lamp for the path to enlightenment, you know, is the commentary of that composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. So, you know, we can also say that, you know, composed of this text is, we can say, is Atisha too. So all the Lamrim teachers, you know, they always tells that, you know, author of, you know, this text, you know, is also author of the path for the lamp to enlightenment. Atisha is also the author of this great Lamrim practice or the teaching. It always tell by the, you know, Lamrim teachers, and also it clearly mentioned by Lama Tsongkhapa that, you know, the Atisha is also the author of stages to the path to enlightenment, this Lamrim.
Lama Tsongkhapa Chawashi yudi ni Choji Padi Atisha yin Zepa de Songurimando Lama Jinda Tsong Moncha de ni Tundriye Chachin Tundri Jeba Shuu Maso Na Songurimando Salada.
So therefore, you know, traditionally, you know, most of the Lamrim teacher, they tell the greatness of the Atisha, you know, most of the time, you know, that became a kind of tradition. But some, you know, if there's a really, you know, a good time, then, you know, they can tell a little bit about other, another lineage gurus. But mainly, they extensively tell the, you know, the greatness of the Adisha.
Ah, that's it. Katu hie zo na zebobe chewa zede, de zebobo jitsonga pa chenpo re, jitsonga pa chenpe nangta, di katu ne shiegu reo asa la so na, maare, choje pa de Adisha nangta shiegu re, zen zebobo tere se tala, langrigi jibo yun zetala kwa chile go re sala da.
So in this way, if somebody might argue that, you know, when showing the greatness of the teachings author, then, you know, we should show the greatness of the Lama Tsongkhapa in this chapter. You know, if somebody argue, then, you know, we can say like before that, you know, the author of the Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment is also the author of this great Lamrim. So, you know, so in this way, you know, we also should know little bit about the meaning of what that meant.
So
what that meant is that, as you know, Rinpoche mentioned earlier, Lama Tsongkhapa himself mentioned that, you know, the Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment's author is also the same author of this attacks, so that would be the right understanding.
Zane tenriye choje bade adeshe yene nata deshe bala yene sache sunju kone shek dos.
So in this way, to show the greatness of the teachings author, who is Atisha, so here, you know, it show the greatness of the teachings order in order to establish that it is of a novel origin in three chapters. The first chapter is how he took rebirth in an excellent lineage. And the second is how upon that basis he gained good qualities. And the third is, having gained those good qualities, what Atisha did to further the teachings. So we will go as it is in the text. We will go through the text, the showing the greatness of the teachings of author in order to establish that it is of a novel origin. First, you know, how he took rebirth in an excellent lineage is that, as mentioned in the teaching, you know, excellent lineage, as it mentioned in the 80 verses of praises composed by great translator
Nakso.
So Nakso, the great translator, who is a Tibetan, and at the young age, he was sent to India to learn the, you know, learn the language and the letters to translate. So he is a great Tibetan translator, and you know, as Nakso mentioned, that in the excellent land of Zahor. Zahor means in Bengal, in the East India.
Oh,
in the East India, which is called Bengal, and in Tibetan it is called Sahor. And there is a great city, Bikramanipura. And in its center is a royal residence, a palace extremely vast called the Golden Banner. And at that time, you know, Bikramanipura, that, you know, king of that place, that time's king, is its resources, might, and the fortune were like that of the Eastern Emperor of China, as mentioned here. So, you know, it has, you know, thousands and thousands of, you know, gardens, and, you know, surrounded with, thousands of ablution places, and so on. So that kind of place is ruled by a king called, you know, in Tibetan is Wesirchen, and in India here the translation Kalyana Sri, and the queen's name was Sri Prabha.
Oh, tenila ene sero de pus kanje tenila pusun do pemi nyembo dae nyembo peje nyembo singe ye ene pusun chon do sala.
So this king has three sons, and one is Padma Garba and Chandra Garba and Sri Garba. And these three sons, the eldest son, you know, Prince Padma Garba, had five queens and nine sons. And their eldest son, you know, Punya Sri, and is a great scholar of our time known as Dhanasri. And he is a really renowned, you know, scholars. And the youngest, you know, Sri Garba, is the monk, you know, Virya Chandra, and the middle son, Chandra Garba, is our present venerable guru Atisha.
Chandra ngani lama ne choje pade as sia res sien jung ta ros de pa don ro son dan ri che da ten de len yedin ni bi sa le ngo ko zo joa ye ba sa la da le ten de len yedin ni bi chi ba de ani a le de zu ga ali corona na do yin den de re pe na ten ri ji la chong che pe na chong bi ne ga sa la ta sen ro ba de gan de chong ro sa na pe na ni mi gon ro le pe na choje pade a de sa ko ta mi ne ga sa la ni mi gon la ani me to gi cha ba ba ani ja ye ko pu ba de ani de mi se chang zo ge ani to na do chong do wa sa la da
so these are the family you know of the our master Atisha, and you know when Atisha born at that time, you know, all the people can see that, you know, the great rainbow, you know, circle round the, you know, the child, and also, you know, the showers of flowers, you know, descend from the space.
Ani dawa chabje yirin la ini jibi phona nolo la shu ani nga so mama ji ji ini shambe chong ni shambe chho bare sa na song dwa.
And also, you know, at the, you know, child's time, you know, Atisha was nursed by, you know, eight nannies, and, you know, was really nourished by, take care by, you know, great care, love, and, you know, compassion.
Tendriki dawa chabji zhene tiswe tene chila yene tanda takhani karsago das se de yene tanda de khosui de lo gomba thani ma chido gomba de le minje se de kandu kamal yene chi se de kanje de gomba de ne ne chenje ye de reshe ne tadi shuwe ji jene pison so ba che ne mama ye shuwe ji go ne ma nya ja ko ko me to ki chawa beng ye ne chi ba tamba de de rin pe go yor sa na kanga ye pa shuwe ji go ne ne tadi pison so ba jene ne gomba de ne ne go la pe sa sa la
then at the 18th month you know then Atisha tried to dawa chupjela
dawa chupje
Atisha went for a pilgrimage, you know, or the tour to the nearby, there is a big monastery. And when they heard that, you know, the Atisha is touring or the, you know, coming for the pilgrimage to the monastery, then everybody really kind of, you know, get ready to receive this, you know, extraordinary child, you know, who when he born with the rainbow, you know, and flower shower and that kind of, you know, amazing child is coming there. So, you know, they really get ready, clean the place, and everybody, you know, line up and holding different kind of, you know, precious objects to for the receptions.
Then I saw the winner, the little Dendriki Chubutamba Jinjay, Kubu, Metoki, Chababo, Kosogi, and Dendriki Dayan, but the Tronsa Hako, the Tati Kadin Jena sang in the Kangalapa, Jian Hanshin Rochi, Kissi Jiva Negosala, Jikanga, Yonda, which Patrona, but Jim of Tabunda, which Jondo Salada.
So, like, you know, for us too, you know, when he heard, when we, if we heard, you know, that kind of child, wonderful, you know, extraordinary child was born somewhere, then we really yearn or longing to see that, and you know, when we saw that, you know, it is kind of, you know, we will be kind of really, you know, joy and happy that, you know, we don't wanna separate from that. So like that kind of feeling happened to all those people in there.
아니 다다 대진보라 당어서 대진보서 그러고 대진보기에니 양윤이라 야 데소스레서네 야슈비네 거들 아니 내가 속에 방을 했으나 막 가면어도 왔어.
And the son, you know, the Atisha at that time, his name was Chandragarbha. So then Chandra asked to his, you know, parent, you know, who all those people are. And the mom, the dad, you know, told him that these all are our subjects. So at that time, you know, even though the child is only 18 months, you know, he can talk. And also, you know, when he heard that these all are our subject, then, you know, he really kind of make a wish or a prayer that, you know, these all people can liberate from this samsara spontaneously. He composed like that kind of meanings, you know, one stanza, and everybody was kind of amazed.
Pama so ye ni chunjele di kuncho yin le so da ye de pena ni na sa ma yin shu de bo yin wa shu sen ye ro da ni jiwa shu ma ye so da ma jiwa shu mi le ta ba shu sen ye ro bo de ru jun jo ge ye ni ci ji ji ma la ja ni da 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 yin ni bo ge de ji ma la ma jiwa che pena san je tang je de zu be san je kan je tan ji ye ni kuncho de ti ta de ma le wa shu sen ye ye de ru ma do ji de de chu bi ge de da le kan je jin ne ni ma la ma jiwa yin sa ne ga ga ge chu bu tan ba se da de ma jin ba de ga ga ge ten so ro bo de ba chu yon do wa.
So then, you know, when they went inside the monastery and toured the monastery and, you know, get the blessings, you know, inside the monastery at that time, you know, the ordinary people like us, the, you know, they, you know, they wish or make a prayer that, you know, I live long, and I live free of disease, and you know, I may be successful, and may I born in, you know, higher existence, like that kind of temporary, you know, pleasures, you know, wish or prayer made, but you know, the Atisha, you know, make a prayer or the wish that, you know, he could attain, you know, fully enlightenment so that he can lead all the sentient beings into that state. That kind of, you know, extraordinary prayer or the wishes was met, and everybody was so amazed, and everybody was convinced that, you know, this child is definitely be a, you know, emanation of some highly realized person. This, you know, they really convince.
Kanga dawa cheje ma de singi tenri ye pi pugulo ji chunju ji ye tenri ye tuja chema na de kanga pa pa chi sangi lan de na wuchi na wuchang duwa.
So because of all those behaviors of an 18 month child, everybody is kind of really surprised, and is a kind of hard to explain that kind of extraordinary feeling got by the peoples. So now we deal the any doubt or any questions or comments or whatever.
When Atisha was first going into Tibet for the first time, then he was asked to compose something, the one king had tried to eliminate Buddhism and was executed. And because of that 5-year span, there was a degradation a lot of people had partial or misguided ideas. And historically, that was the request to correct that. Is that a correct understanding? So he wrote the Atisha's Lamp to correct a historical situation.
Okay.
Is that a complete question?
Okay. No,
could he speak to that? Is that a correct understanding?
Okay. Ta kogela na desa de ta adisha pela mabimiela any chick somiege kelenche bara la ge duasa and the pela jebu dukja je sarwasa and dig dichene ane that is the halama ishewe di tsunga la longa ina kazu ina che chuk an dukbu tseme nyang ane digi je la ane pyoge nang lo la che chogri da uchi mambu uchi chung ane che ne kange ro nukta da u mambu uchi chung ni ane ta di karasur che ji tsumgo yo chik tsumgo yo se kelen che di desu tsangma lo ki tunda la rewe ta kare re ina che sar.
Tange karsa ki tuwa de kadi ne hen do ne hen do nga ye ke che de shun la ne ra ma de de pe na sa che sun ba no ne ye ne tem ba la sha wa ji ji se yin de la ye ne ja ga ne sha wa ji ji de pe ne sha wa ji ji se no ne ye ne pe yi sha wa ji ji ka tu le yin wo re ya sa la da go de che tuwa kadi ne de nge de ka tu le ja da da de ma du sa la da.
So he is sorry, Rinpoche is sorry that always your question is a bit early, always a bit early than to answer. So, to your question's answer, it will come, like mentioned in this third chapter, having gained those good qualities, what Atisha did to further the teaching. It will explain in that chapter. So at that chapter, he will try to fulfill your question as best as he can. Another question.
Were these stories written or orally transmitted, or were they written? Just the question of because of legends and because of the imagination basically creates things in order to profoundly make them significant and to enhance them, their normalities to something extraordinary. I'm just wondering are these stories authentic in the sense that they were written, or are they orally transmitted and passed down?
Dege tadage dege chewa de ta jeye de so ta dagaz thangnaan shaar shaajo dhawu chik da ane dagaz thum dhawu chik chik la ma yun na ma chik chik ma gyu shaajo chik rewe da ngune thane ngu su chung ne ane ma lugyu bula ko ane ane dinde rewe da kante res
da ngune dhone pa loji loji tsema nyoto koro na song shaajo chire ma do de dagaz ji me jenda ji ji ngazo me chida bachi ye ni ji geche xie wa ji mare la da ganza taba da tangji chi me lang lang zhonge chi yin chi chi la yini shena gangi na zhuta siri chi yin su na langa dena ma zhona zhosa mengi chi de nyang le chi ni nyoto la yun ni jito lma kuya shang ju chi re ma do ko bina dada chi ye ni me chi ye kubo no lang rishi jage su na chi re sa la da
so these are really kind of not a fiction or kind of you know talking about kind of imagination or you know create some kind of you know through a through a thought or theory or you know not like that it's a really kind of you know experience happen in a actual place actual time and experience saw heard and by the you know actual people and also the you know the practice itself is also you know revealed by a realized a person and then you know listened by a actual person and put into practice and you know attain the same realization as you know he has heard it is like you know one doctor did the surgery you know step by step and then the patient is really healed and everything and then you know it was kind of written down you know like that
te kanres san pena nga du ji pena deshi jeongye jeon ne ban deshi ta da jeongye jire ma do insa re se ge log ge ji ji ne yo ma re sa la da ta ka ji deshi de phi jeb ka go ma re sa na ji ma re ka ji deshi de
So this, you know, kind of practice or the, you know, whatever history or the greatness is, you know, one can explain, you know, reason by reason, you know, vividly and validly that, you know, there is no any lacking of explanation. It can explain completely through reasoning.
Bien cha cha na bien la de yin go kan ni zu go ren go xian ye de zi ren go zu go re xian ye de zi de sang je sa la pa ro ten de ne do go re da bien xian ye ma de ne ten pen de ren de ye re se de pe sing go so ye ra pa ra ba jing go so ra da to ye du sen na de yin sa le sang ji le ya du a la da
So, like mentioned in the text, that you know, the Lam Rim practice begin with the reliance on the you know Guru, and end with you know obtaining the full enlightenment. So, you know, when we explain the you know benefit of the you know reliance on the Guru, and you know disadvantage of the not relying on the guru, you know, we can explain, and also, you know, we can understand or experience it, you know, a valid proof we can explain. So, we will live in the chapter how upon that basis the teacher gained good qualities. We stop in this chapter today.
Dāgī jīnī sābī gīvā dī dī dāng rūvā kīlā kāpī
Chepa jesu lo sa trapa yi Tenpe jimpo rindu se jesu
Jo je me doi